Deep in the stack, Rust, AT Proto, CDC replication, and a cross-platform VR bridge. The Rust ecosystem surfaced two technical contributions Monday. Jimmy Osler's piece on tail call interpreters in Rust walks through approaches for writing interpreters that avoid stack overflow on deeply recursive programs, relevant to anyone building language runtimes or evaluation engines. The pedagogical value is high because Rust does not guarantee tail call optimization the way some functional languages do, requiring developers to understand the problem at a lower level than simply applying an annotation. Separately, a 2018 post by Nicholas Matsakis from the Rust compiler team's blog, laying out the alias-based theoretical foundations of the borrow checker, recirculated on HN. Its continued relevance in 2026 reflecting the durability of the underlying concepts. An AT Proto post written specifically for distributed systems engineers offered an admirably direct account of the design choices and trade-offs in the Blue Sky protocol. The piece articulates AT Proto's core bet. Identity should live in a decentralized identifier that persists independently of any specific hosting provider, rather than being tied to a server as an activity pub. The distributed systems implication is significant. When any repository can be crawled by any relay, eventual consistency challenges arise that ActivityPub sidesteps through greater server-level centralization. The post's transparency about where the protocol trades availability for strict consistency drew a positive reception from the engineering community. Snowflake's engineering blog contributed a detailed write-up on building change data capture replication from Postgres, covering logical replication slots, wall parsing, and the failure modes of long-running transactions. The technical content was described as genuinely useful regardless of replication destination, though the 102-point, relatively sparse comment thread suggested readers found it more useful as a reference than a topic for debate. A GitHub project called Klepton, which builds a translation layer allowing Android ARM 64 VR applications to run on Apple Vision Pro, also appeared in Monday's feed. Running ARM 64 binaries through a compatibility layer rather than porting applications was characterized as the correct level of abstraction for bridging two fragmented VR application ecosystems.